This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The governor in the state of Illinois is announcing a drastic step to help contain the spread of the new coronavirus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Illinois' governor is heeding the warning from federal health officials who say Americans really need to hunker down more to help slow the spread of the coronavirus to not overwhelm the medical system. So J.B. Pritzker announced a major step to keep people home.
I am ordering all bars and restaurants in the state of Illinois to close to the public as of the close of business Monday night.
Earlier, he blasted the Trump administration because of long lines of returning international passengers at O'Hare Airport, where some 3,000 people were crammed together in the customs area. Very close contact that's discouraged for health safety. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Federal Reserve is taking emergency action to help the economy withstand the coronavirus. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
We reduced the target range for our policy interest rate by 1 percentage point.
In a conference call with reporters, Chairman Jerome Powell said the Fed will also buy $700 billion in Treasury and mortgage bonds and ease bank rules
to support the flow of credit to households and businesses.
The reason?
The virus presents significant economic challenges.
President Trump had this reaction at the White House.
We're very happy. I have to say this. I'm very happy. And they did it in one step. They didn't do it in four steps.
The Fed is also joining in a coordinated global action to ensure foreign banks continue to have access to U.S. dollars. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The last two major U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, spend much of their time debating about who and how they would handle the coronavirus outbreak differently than U.S. President Trump. They were also critical of China and say that President Trump has praised the country's leadership despite the fact that so many of its citizens protest the policies. This is VOA News.